Hello, Chloe here. The e-commerce masterplan virtual summit subscription e-commerce edition goes live tomorrow. So there's still a couple of days left to watch for free. Just head to ecommercemasterplan.com/summit to get yourself registered. Or if you're tempted by the all access pass, then listen to the rest of this podcast to find out about the podcast listener only special offer.
It's the e-commerce masterplan podcast. Here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to our latest podcast. As this week is the week the much anticipated Subscription E-commerce Virtual Summit goes live, it's just me today, bringing you some of the top tips I've picked up whilst recording the summit. Yes, as I record this podcast for you, pretty much all the sessions have been recorded and I can tell you, you are in for a treat. Without the sponsors, the podcast wouldn't be possible, so please do check them out. This episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Save time and money no matter what you ship or mail with the SendPro Online software. Print shipping labels and stamps right from your desk and access discounted rates for as low as $4.99 per month. Try it free for 30 days and get a free £10 scale when you visit pb.com/masterplan. That's pb.com/masterplan. Your network is your net worth. You've heard it many times and it's true. If you're an Amazon seller and you want to grow your network, your business and your skills, then you need to be at this year's SellerCon from June 21st to 23rd in Las Vegas, Nevada. Get the latest tips and strategies on what's working now for Amazon sellers. You'll also have a chance to hear from some of the best entrepreneurial minds and 6, 7, 8-figure sellers today, including John Mackey, Sarah Blakely, Robert Kiyosaki, Dave Asprey, Ezra Firestone, Ryan Moran and many others. Visit SellerCon.com and use coupon code MASTERPLAN to get an immediate 25% discount on your ticket. Before we get into what the three pillars of successful subscription e-commerce are, let me tell you about the very special Virtual Summit offer that's only available to those who listen to this particular podcast episode. Yes, the link to this offer will not even be on the show notes. You are more than welcome to just sign up for the summit for free and binge watch the sessions over the 3 days you'll get free access for. But if you want to have access forever, watch what you want, when you want, when those videos are most relevant to you and share them at leisure with your team, or if you'd like to have the summit as audio files so you can listen on your commute or whilst walking the dog, or you have the summit book, a PDF of the transcript of each session for even faster reference later on. If you want all of that, plus some amazing bonuses that you'll have to go to the website to find out about, you need to get the All Access Pass. As this podcast goes live, it's priced at £149. Tomorrow, it increases to £199. And on Thursday evening, it goes up to £399. All of those are plus VAT, if that's relevant to you. And so yes, the sooner you buy, the less you will pay. And it's all on a 30-day money-back guarantee. So it's very much risk-free. So go on, buy it today before the price goes up. But that's not the offer. What is the offer, I hear you cry? Well, you have to go to this very special link, ecommercemasterplan.com/summit213. That's the number 2, the number 1, and the number 3. So ecommercemasterplan.com/summit213. 213 being the name of this particular episode. If you go to that very special URL, you will find out what the special discount is because the URL will automatically apply a discount code for you. It's the biggest discount available anywhere. This will give you the cheapest access to the summit you can get. So head to ecommercemasterplan.com/summit213. Right, let's talk pillars. I'm going to explain the three pillars and then I'm going to give you some great tips from the sessions as they relate to each pillar. So my successful subscription pillars are: number one, choose the right subscription business model. Number two, new customer recruitment. And number three is customer retention. So choosing the right subscription business model is all about making the right decision before you even start off. You have to get this right early on because, first of all, Subscriptions are all about building relationships with your customers. So if you've not got the right product with the right brand, targeting the right customer base, then quite frankly, it's not going to work. You also need to make sure you're going after the right type of subscription. So there's multiple different types of subscription that you can do. So you'll find out all about those in the summit, because I don't have enough time to run through them with you right now. And the other thing you need to remember is it is actually a business. This is not a project to do in your spare time. This is a proper business. Maybe you started off in your spare time, but it's a business. It needs to be thought of as a business. Pillar number two, new customer recruitment. Well, fairly obviously, that's all about getting the customer to sign up, but you've got to be great at this, because getting someone to sign up for a subscription where they're agreeing to pay you month after month after month is not as easy as getting them to sign up just to buy a product and walk away. So you've really got to master the art of new customer recruitment. And then pillar three, customer retention. I think this is one of the things people underestimate when it comes to building a subscription business or a subscription part to their own business, is that you have to work at that retention. Whereas in normal e-commerce, we can get away with, although we really shouldn't because it's a terrible idea, but a lot of us only ever focus on the new customer recruitment. And when it comes to subscriptions, you have to work on that retention, because you've worked harder to get the customer in the first place, and your profit lies in keeping them on board for month after month after month. And there's a lot you have to do and a lot you can do to really maximize the potential of that. So those are the three pillars we're covering in the summit. Here's my top tips and a little bit about what's coming up in each of those pillar areas. And all three pillars go live at the same time, so there's no waiting around for the pillar you want to consume. Okay, so my tips about pillar number one, choosing the right subscription business model. As I said, there's a lot to be gained from starting out on the right track, but also from understanding that this is a very different business model to normal e-commerce, and that it is a business, of course, not a get-rich-quick scheme. So the first speaker I'm going to mention is Edward Upton from Little Data. And he talks about understanding where your marketing money should be spent. You have to work out your customer lifetime value if you want to get this right in subscription, because of course, if we're working a bit harder to get the customer in the first place, then we're probably going to have to spend a bit more time and money to recruit that new customer. And then we need to really understand the customer lifetime value to know how much we can afford to spend, because they should be worth more to us, because they should be buying from us again and again and again. So he talks about customer lifetime value, and that really does sit at the heart of any successful subscription strategy. Once you've got that customer lifetime value and you can accurately reflect it back to your acquisition channels, then you really can put customer acquisition on the fast track. Then we've got a retailer speaker. Yes, in this summit for the first time ever, I've actually got some retailers chatting to me. They're doing kind of Q&A chats with me rather than presentations. So very much like a podcast, only this time you can actually see us. And yes, there are a couple of top tips in there too. So the first retail speaker I'm going to tell you about today is John Butt from Blue Coffee Box. You may remember John because he's been on the podcast a couple of times. He came on first of all to talk about his business, Fire Protection Online, and then he came back on again to talk about the launch of Blue Coffee. He makes the very important point that we are talking about a business here, not a fad, and that whether it's subscription or not should not be the starting point. The starting point should always be the customer. What product do they want? How do they want to buy it? How can you keep them happy? The session with John is just packed with useful information, so I would definitely be aiming to watch that one to get my head in the right place when it comes to subscription. Not that I would recommend not watching any of the sessions, of course. Now, Connor Gillivan up next. He's been a part of most of our virtual summits, and he's been on the podcast too. Connor is one of the co-founders of FreeUp, who are all about outsourcing, which I know is a topic that a lot of you are interested in and from time to time struggling with too. So I guess the point for Connor's session is you don't have to do it all yourself. There are armies of great, reliable people out there who can help you run your e-commerce business, and he takes us through a really straightforward hiring process that will make the whole process of outsourcing some of those tasks super straightforward and massively reduce the chances of it going wrong, which I think is what a lot of us are scared about. Okay, and then the last session or the last guest talking about this strategic side of things, pillar number one, is Rob Barr from Recharge. And he talks about, this is a really interesting session, about Whilst mystery boxes might be exciting and bright and shiny, the bigger opportunity might just lie in the world of replenishment, because 32% of subscription businesses are currently offering a replenishment service rather than a discovery box service. And replenishment, just like subscription, is different from normal e-commerce. Replenishment has its own set of challenges beyond what a mystery box might have. Plus, if you already have an e-commerce business and would love some of that recurring revenue happening, then consider an access subscription, something like Amazon Prime. Rob talks us through these and some examples of these as well, where you're enabling your customers to access products first, free shipping or extra content or something like that, but in return for a regular monthly fee. And also in Pillar 1, I'll be doing a session outlining some of the key decisions you need to make to set yourself up for subscription success. Whether you're looking to expand your existing subscription business, add a subscription element to your existing e-commerce business, or are looking to get into the game for the first time. So there you go, that's Pillar 1. Lots of content there to help you understand how to go about establishing that subscription strategy to set you on the right path to growth and success. Right, the successful subscriptions pillar number 2, new customer recruitment. As I said earlier, this is a little tougher than in normal e-commerce because we're not just trying to get someone to sign up to buy one single product. We're trying to get them to sign up to commit to send us their money month in, month out for whatever it is we're promising to send them. And that's a taller order, harder to get the customer to do that. But we've got some great people in the summit to talk to you about this this new customer recruitment challenge. Now, I've got a session that touches on new customer recruitment too and gives you some tips and advice, but diving into individual areas in much more detail are our speakers. So we've got Dave Rothero from Viral by Design, another name you may be familiar with, because Dave also established 2 successful subscription businesses, Cheese Posties and Lick My Dip. And he's been on the podcast a couple of times to talk to us about those. Well, he's taken what he learned from building those and has now established an agency that focuses on viral marketing. So he talks about working out which topics your customers are into to then combine that with the viral psychological triggers. Don't worry, he explains that in great detail. So you can then create simple videos that focus on the topics your customers are into and uses those viral psychological triggers to get them to share it, therefore doing your marketing for you. And about how you can release this on Facebook, Reddit, etc. to create that free viral traffic. But the real power comes when you put some money behind it. So we're talking Facebook ads. So there's plenty of tool tips in Dave's session, as well as some great Facebook ad advice as well. Then we've got Jack Paxton, who you may be familiar with from previous summits, who's talking he's from Viper, one of the co-founders of Viper, which if you've been involved in the competition to win a free pass to the summit and lots of other goodies, thousands of pounds worth of other goodies, then Jack is the guy behind the software that's running that. And he's focusing in on Facebook ads as well, talking about really, really interesting way of building out the different elements of the funnel and how to create that scalable success in your ads approach. Flipping away from the world of advertising and kind of viral activity to grow that new customer recruitment, we've also got Rytus Loris, who was on the podcast earlier this year. Rytus is the founder of Omnisend, the email marketing and omnichannel marketing platform. And if you're currently dealing with the MailChimp Shopify falling out, then take a listen to last week's podcast because that explains all about that. So in Rytus's section, even, he's talking about all those different channels that you can use to talk to your customers. So we're talking email, push, ads, SMS, all of that sort of thing, and about how if you are using multiple channels, you'll have much greater success. So the sum of the channels is greater than their individual parts, I suppose. And a couple of really interesting stats he said are that customer retention rates are 90% higher for those who connect via 3 or more channels. I know that says I'm talking customer retention and we're currently in the customer recruitment piece, but if you get them to connect with you via multiple channels, then they're going to convert much more swiftly. And of course, if you're trying to manage multiple channels, then automation is going to be your friend. So make sure you're doing that. And what he's found looking at customer activity is if you send 3 automated messages, you'll get 100% more sales than if you just sent the first one. So there's a lot to be said for getting around to setting up those automations. He also talks about his top underused, hugely powerful marketing method, which is SMS. What you should be doing with it, you're going to have a watch of the summit to find out. Next up, we have another one of our retailers talking about how they've gone about launching their subscription box. So I'm joined by Mike Harvey of Sudsy Club. They sell soap. And as we were recording, he was 2 weeks after the posting of their first box. So it's really cool to talk to someone who's just started out on that subscription journey about the things they've learned over the last couple of months of launching, preparing to launch, and then now they're up and running, and the things he wished he'd done differently, the things that have worked. It's a great session for anyone who's in that launch space at the moment. And actually, there were quite a few things he talked about which would help anyone. I thought the one I wanted to share with you guys now was that they spend the time that goes between their boxes dispatching, they spend the first half of that time focusing on the customers, making sure they're using the products, they're enjoying the box, and they're sharing it on social media and commenting, and they're getting that great feedback. And then when they're halfway between box dispatches, they flip to focusing on marketing the new box. So getting it out there to bloggers for the preview posts and the other marketing to get people to sign up ready for month 2. So I thought that was a really interesting way of thinking about it. It makes what your focus is really, really clear. The first half of the time between your boxes, so if you're a monthly box, the first 2 weeks post that box dispatching, you focus on the customers and getting their reactions to the box you've just sent. And then for the next 2 weeks, the 2 weeks before the next box goes out, you focus on marketing that new box by getting people to preview it and shout about it. Really, really sensible way of doing it. See, I love the rhythm of a subscription business.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Don't waste any more time waiting in line to send mail and packages. With SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes, you can send packages and mail without leaving your office for as low as $4.99 per month. And because you're an e-commerce Master Plan listener, you'll receive a free 30-day trial to get started, plus a free £10 scale shipped right to your door to help you accurately weigh your packages. Save time and money no matter what you send with this new offer for SendPro Online. Starting at only $4.99 per month, you can print shipping labels and stamps from your own printer, easily compare rates using the online software, gain access to special USPS savings for letters and priority mail shipping, plus track all of your shipments and get email notifications when they have arrived. Go to pb.com/masterplan to access this special offer. Get a free 30-day trial and a free £10 scale to get started. That's pb.com/masterplan. Experience the better way to ship with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Get life-changing business building tips from people like John Mackey, co-founder of Whole Foods, Sarah Blakely, CEO and founder of Spanx, Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of the Rich Dad series, Dave Asprey, founder of Bulletproof Coffee, and many others. Learn, meet, and mingle with 6-, 7-, and 8-figure Amazon sellers who will teach you current strategies working on Amazon now. Get your ticket to Sellercon from June 21st to 23rd in Las Vegas, Nevada. Visit Sellercon.com and use coupon code MASTERPLAN to get an immediate 25% discount on your ticket. Right, so that must leave us with successful subscriptions pillar number 3, customer retention. The bit that often gets ignored in normal e-commerce but can't be ignored in subscription. Because while subscription will help you improve retention in a normal e-commerce business, it's not really enough. You're only scratching the surface by offering a subscription. You need to build the relationships to keep the customer maintaining their subscription, to keep them from cancelling. I've got some tips and tricks around this in one of my strategic sessions, but with some more in-depth looks into particular methods of going about doing this, we've got some of our speakers, which weirdly, pretty much all the women have ended up in this group. Intriguing. There must be something to that. So, or nothing at all to that, potentially. So the first one I want to tell you about is Fiona Stevens from Loyalty Lion. Now, Loyalty Lion is, strangely enough, all about loyalty programs. And Fiona gives us a stat-packed masterclass in loyalty programs, what they are, how you can use them, how they could benefit your business. And I learned a lot in this session because loyalty is not just about straightforward points. It can also be about getting access to things that others don't. So maybe creating a loyalty program could be a segue into a full-on subscription business if you're not already running one. Or maybe if you are thinking about building your subscription business or launching a subscription business, maybe it goes side by side with that subscription product, both as a retention method and potentially as a step towards recruitment. Then we have Rebecca Martin, our third and final retailer. Rebecca has ridiculous experience in this area. She helped launch and grow Pink Parcel to become the UK's number one period subscription box. And wow, she has some serious experience. She just shares so much value in my interview with her. It's amazing. We go deep into content and brand. Content, brand, and what is in the box? What do you put in that box and how do you make it work for everybody? So the partnership side of this. We spend a long time discussing how important it is to work out what your partners want from the campaign, not just give us the product and then leave it at that. What can you do to make it really work for them? And then how you go about delivering the right content and the right box at the right time and keeping the brand story right and how you go about planning all of that. It's a value-packed session. It really is. And then Kristen DaCosta joins us from Churnbuster. And this is very much whilst a lot of the retention in Fiona's session and Rebecca's session is maybe slightly more soft marketing, what Kristen was talking about from Churnbuster was really hard hitting, because she said that for the average subscription business, 5 to 20% of payments fail each month. So that's 5 to 20% of your customer's credit card fails each month. And with a thorough Dunning campaign, never knew the word Dunning before, but Dunning is all about recovering those failed payments. So with a thorough Dunning campaign, as much as 70% of those failed payments can be recovered. That is huge. If you're not currently doing anything in the world of Dunning, then, always makes me laugh that word, then there's huge potential there if you get that sorted and you get those campaigns happening to really make sure that you're not just accidentally letting customers unsubscribe when they don't actually want to. Kristen and I go through the ins and outs of how to do that and what that sort of campaign might look like. She's got some amazing templates in her session. It's really, really cool. So that's kind of like the no-brainer get it done part of customer retention. And then talking about a much wider set of tactics, we've got Stefan Pretty from Subly, which is one of the platforms on which you can build your whole subscription business. He's talking very much about churn reduction. Churn, of course, being when you lose a customer how many customers you lose each month. So it's kind of churn is the opposite of retention, I suppose. And he's talking churn reduction and different tactics you can use to go about doing that. Some of the ones he's seen the customers on the Subly platform succeed with in order to keep their retention up, in order to maximize that monthly revenue stream. Whew, there you go, guys. How cool is all of that? So much content in the Subscription E-Commerce Virtual Summit to help you grow your subscription e-commerce business or work out how to go about adding subscription into your existing business or even launch a brand new subscription product. It really is an excellent set of sessions. I'm really pleased with how it's all come together. And it all goes live tomorrow online, so you can access it from wherever you are in the world. The link you need is ecommercemasterplan.com/summit213. Via that, you can sign up for free and get access to everything from 10 a.m. 30th of April to 5 p.m. 2nd of May. Or via the same link, you can get our best possible offer on the All Access Pass that will give you permanent access to all the content. Plus, you'll get the Summit Notes PDF within that All Access Pass, and you'll get every session as an audio file so you can listen wherever you are right now, just as you would listen to a podcast. I hope you've had a great week. I hope you found this session useful, and I hope you're going to enjoy my Subscription E-Commerce Virtual Summit. For now, though, keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-Commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.